Hello there and welcome in to the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode number 45. Hope you continue to stay well and safe and have been enjoying some amazing weather that we've been getting here in Ireland and certainly in the UK over the last couple of weeks. Low 30s in North Dublin at the weekend before last. Very, very warm indeed. Coming up on today's podcast, we have a very, very special interview with Jenny Axler from Selvus and Carter Kihun Jung, who is the lead developer for the Braille Sense 6 line of products. That's all coming up. Stay right where you are. Before all of that, though, I did want to just mention a couple of things. Firstly, August is coming. We're in the last week of July already. Can't believe that. But there you go. August is coming. And with August this year is coming the first face-to-face Sight Village exhibition that I think we've had since, was it London in 2019? We have a Sight Village exhibition face-to-face in Birmingham this year, going right back to its roots in Queen Alexandra College on the 17th and 18th of Birmingham. Some of the team from Sight and Sound will be there and we'll be very much looking forward to meeting customers safely, of course, at Sight Village. And if you're intending on going to Sight Village, have a look on the QAC website. There is all the information is there, along with links where you are kindly requested to pre-register to ensure that everybody is safe and that COVID guidelines, etc., can be maintained. So if you're going to Sight Village, have a great time. And as I say, the team from Sight and Sound will be looking forward to meeting you as well. Now, in line with Sight Village, of course, we always have, or at least we try to always have, our summer specials. And this is where you can sort of really make big savings on some of the most popular technology in our portfolio, specifically the technology from Vispero, JAWS and Zoom Text and Fusion and the Open Book Pearl Camera, and of course the Focus Braille Display and the Topaz. The Ruby. Ruby handheld magnifiers. Well, delighted to say that the August specials are coming this year from the 1st of August. All sorts of savings to be had for a month. And watch our social media, watch our website, watch our newsletters, etc. And keep your ear on this podcast because we'll do more about those. And there's a whole series of webinars coming up in August as well. It's going to be very busy. I'm not really sure how we're going to get time to do all this, but we're very excited about it. Keep an ear and an eye out on our channels and you'll hear more about that in the next 10 days or so. And a number of our customers now have their hands on the brand new Braille Sense 6. I've been fielding a lot of calls lately, a lot of very excited people helping get the things set up for people, moving data, and people are generally very, very happy with it. It's great to see that such a powerful product has entered the market, in my head anyway, at the right time, because by the time people go back to school, and hopefully this starts getting a foothold in the education space a little bit later in the year, it's going to be hugely beneficial for students in all sorts of ways. So Braille Sense 6 is here. If you're interested in finding out more, give the sales team a call in Northampton, 01604 798070. I know loads of people took advantage of this big trade-in offer that we had a couple of weeks ago. And all sorts of retro Braille tech coming back to us. It's really interesting to hear from the guys the kind of stuff that we're receiving in. Wonderful to see people taking advantage of that to get their hands on the latest and greatest tech. Now, speaking of the latest and greatest tech, well, it's all about Braille Sense 6 today, but it's not really about, you know, what you might expect, as you'll hear in just a sec. Jenny Axler and myself have the pleasure of talking to Carter Kihun Jung. Let's do this. Now, Now, this is, as I said a moment ago, a very special episode of the Sight and Sound podcast, because we have talked a lot, and indeed on the previous show, we talked with Jenny Axler and Earl Harrison about the BrailleSense 6. We've talked about BrailleSense previously on this podcast. We've had Jenny on previously, but we've never really delved further into HIMS than Jenny, who is the ultra cool spokesperson and all things great to kind of represent BrailleSense. We thought it would be really nice to have a chat with the people who make the BrailleSense possible at the development end. And the person who heads up that team is Kihoon Jang. And Kihoon is somebody that I've known through email for quite a long time. And Jenny and I persuaded Kihoon, and he's very kindly said yes, to come on to the podcast, and so we can find out a little bit about him and his work and what it's like actually making the software that powers our BrailleSense 6. And Jenny is joining me to sort of, I guess, in many cases, lead this interview. So Jenny, thank you very much. And Kihoon, you're welcome to the podcast, and thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us. This is, for me, really great too. Now, first of all, I do have to say, so the screen reader says his name, Jang, but his the actual pronunciation is Jang.
Oh, no. So
okay. It's kind of like song with a J, but it's a little bit different because it's Korean. Even I can't quite say it right. But anyway.
Jang. Okay.
So I'm really excited about being able to do this because, as Stuart said, the one voice that people usually hear is mine. And I'm not HIMS. You know, there are so many more people that make up what we do. And Kihoon is one of the most important people, especially in terms of making the interface that everyone knows, all the applications. He does that part. So everything that we experience on the surface, and even a little bit deeper than that, Kihoon is largely responsible for. He's also the main developer that interacts with internationals, almost the only one. He supports my job in a very, very big way. I couldn't do it without him. And the fact that he's willing to work with me and support me is really fantastic. And I think that his is just a voice that we don't get to hear. And so, Kihoon, we're really, really glad that you're willing to do this. I'm really happy to be able to introduce you to the world. And my first question is, so you actually started at HIMS, was it 2003? Is that right?
Yes.
And you were an intern, is that right?
Yes, I'm intern in 3 months.
Do you remember what was your first project?
Maybe I make it a media player than stage player.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So when you first started, BrailleSense was only being sold in Korea, right? And
yes,
it was, was it the BrailleSense Classic?
Yes, Chris. Wow.
And may I ask a quick question? Kihoon, what was it like for you coming in as an intern, seeing all this very new, I guess, technology you hadn't seen before, like Braille? Because you would have never seen Braille before. Was it strange?
Yes, I never seen the Braille device before joining HIMS.
How did you learn Braille? Did Mr. Lim teach you, or did you learn it from watching the BrailleSense and seeing the text? How did you do it?
Text. We practice the input the Korean word typing over the mail every day. We typing every day. So
they actually made you like email in Korean Braille?
Yes, first time we using the email program, but I using the word processor.
Okay. Yeah. So just, and you had the LCD, so you could practice entry and see what you were typing. So
yes,
that's basically how you learned. Okay.
I think it's wonderful, Jenny, that just, it's probably worth commenting. It's wonderful that that sort of learning Braille was a key part of the staff's training, I suppose, in HIMS, because that's not done in a lot of assistive tech companies, unless I'm mistaken.
It used to be that people had to pass a test after like 3 months and type in Korean and English Braille, which I don't think you would have had to do. Did you have to pass a test to get your permanent job, Kihoon?
Yes. First time I I practice the blade and make the some small program, then testing and pass to intern.
So when did you? So you had to learn Korean Braille, but then they decided to do English.
Yes.
And so then you had to go and learn English Braille. So what's interesting to me, there have been a lot of people, even in our sales team, who have said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to learn Braille. This is too hard. This is too much. What made you stay?
I like the fixed the problem and solve the problem. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy when found the problem and fix the problem.
You like a challenge.
Yes. Yeah. Every day making the new functions. So I heard that I receive and heard the voice of blind. Uh-huh. So I'm happy. So I'm happy with the developing the product.
So you actually did care about that this was more of a human job, that you were making a difference. That actually mattered to you.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Blind repeated.
It makes an impact.
More fast. Yes. Impact and fast. So I am happy with the interaction with the blind, because the most of people is not reaction.
Right.
Yes, they do not reaction of the my function.
Right.
But it's the blind more.
We do.
Yes. So I'm happy to make it and appear like more.
That it's valuable.
Yes.
That it makes a difference. Yeah. Yes. And it does. It really does. And it still does.
Yeah.
Even today, I mean, with BrailleSense 6, it's just the reaction is so, so positive. Mm. And I know with Stuart, I bet he's going to mention Irish Braille.
Thank you, Jenny. I really want to mention Irish Braille, because Irish Braille over here in Ireland is a huge thing. And I just want to tell listeners the story of how I approached Jenny maybe about 2 years ago, Jenny, to ask about Irish Braille being included in the Polaris. And you said, I'm sure we can do that. And you spoke to Kihun. And I remember there was a week when overnight I would send you guys some feedback. And by the time I woke up the next morning, there'd be a new table to test. And for me and for the teachers that we work with, we never had that experience before. And I remember when Jenny was in Ireland, I was saying thank you. And we wanted to get Kihun some chocolate from Ireland. But I just want to say thank you, because that was wonderful that it happened so quickly.
Thank you.
It really was.
He is very responsive. And I think that is a comment that we do actually get all the time from the tech support in the US as well, that they say, you know, we've never worked for a company that's this responsive. And again, that's largely Kihun. So what's interesting now, Kihun, you told me some time ago that your parents wanted you to train to be a teacher. Is that right?
Yes.
They wanted you to. Did you want
teacher,
to?
Yes.
Did you want to?
I do not want to.
Ah.
Like the computer. Wanted to the teacher. So I joined the computer teaching.
right. But that's not what you're doing. Did you think that's what you would do? Did you think you would teach like computer science?
I have no confidence for teaching the children.
Ah.
Yes, so I give up the teaching. Then I joined the company.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I remember also when you were here for 10 years, you had to give a speech. You got your 10-year reward and you had to give a speech. It was like my first or second week in Korea.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was his 10-year anniversary. And you said something about when you first started, you thought, oh, I'll just be here maybe 1 or 2 years. And then now, then you wondered at your 10 years what the reward would be for 15. So you were planning to stay. So yes. What changed your mind? What did you think you would do after 1 or 2 years? What was your original plan?
I wanted to make more perfect the braces. Then 3 braces, 3 is some not enough. 4 not enough. then U2 is perfect, but this Polaris not enough. So
now you had to do braille sensing.
Yes, yes, yes.
So you wanted to keep getting, like, moving to the next thing, building the next thing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Yes. I have a question for you, Jenny, maybe, and I'm sure you'll bring Kihun into it as well. But I know you guys work very closely together, and I know from the emails and stuff that you're always sort of checking with Kihun. What's it like for you? I have a sort of a vision of you guys running up and down to each other's desks all the time to kind of collaborate. Does that happen, or how does it work for you two?
No, we just pick up the phone. Actually, I call him all the time, and the fact is he probably would prefer I send more email because he's more comfortable, I think, to write. But his English has improved so much because I force him to speak. But we do actually talk a lot, yeah. And my job would seriously not be possible if it weren't for him. But I appreciate, too, that he will depend on me to sometimes translate that English or to explain something more fully. And he knows we've learned to understand each other very well, I think, over the years, more than we did at the beginning. And in the beginning, we were very nervous to talk to each other, I think, both of us. But now I think it's very comfortable. And for the most part, he knows he doesn't need to speak perfect English and I can usually figure it out. But his English, as you can hear, is quite good. And I know I make him talk to me. So
I think it's just lovely to put a voice behind the person who has really done so much to create some wonderful tools for blind professionals, for blind students, for blind users at home. It's just wonderful.
It is. So there is one other thing I'm curious about. So you learned Korean Braille, then you learned English Braille. But then when it came to Polaris, you didn't know Android because Android wasn't a thing when you were at university, right? You never used Android until Polaris.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what's interesting to me, or one of the things that's very interesting to me about Kihun is that he has had to learn things from scratch, many, many things. And I do remember, so we're a little bit far away now, so we don't actually jump up and go to each other's desks too often, but sometimes we do. In the old building, we did. And I can remember going to his desk, and there were these books that were thicker than the Bible. And it was, he had this stack of Android manuals. He had to learn it from scratch as we went along. Because, you know, of course, he graduated in 2003. Like I said, Android wasn't available yet. So he has managed, and now, you know, he's an expert at it. Now he fixes things overnight, like you said. But, you know, whether it's Braille, whether it is Android, he's actually sort of had to learn from scratch several times, and he just keeps doing that and becomes an expert even from knowing nothing. You know, he goes from knowing nothing to being an expert at things.
I have a feeling, and I don't know, you might need to translate this or explain it maybe a little bit better than I do. I have a feeling Kihun is one of these people who will not let something get him. So he will find a solution.
Is that right, Kihun? Do you understand? No, it's okay.
Yes.
It's kind of what you were saying about that you like a challenge, basically, that you will not stop until you figure out a solution.
Yes, yes.
We love that.
To find the easy interface or interaction with the blind. So I like the Apple event. So Apple show many functions in the iPod. Mm-hmm. I want to add some like the Apple function for our device. So I want to change it to challenge it to Apple function, like functions more easy.
You mean for easy. The way that Apple is very natural and easy, you want to make that kind of thing for blind people, yeah?
Yes.
And you do that. You definitely do that. I see it more and more all the time. I do actually remember when we were studying Android, so this is really interesting. I remember having emails, and Kihoon was so concerned that if we switched to Android, he wasn't going to have a job anymore because we would just use Android accessibility and everything would work. Which didn't happen. But the other thing that he said in that email was, he said, I want to be like Steve Jobs. I want to, yes, he said, that's my goal. I want to make something like that. And I actually, you know, a lot of it's not you, Kihoon, because Android had a lot of issues. It's just gotten more and more accessible with each, you know, operating system. Of course, you know, you're right. The YouTube was really great for its time and had all kinds of modern functions that no other Braille device had. And now we're there again with BrailleSense 6. And I remember that I thought about this because what's really great about BrailleSense 6 is that you are bringing all of this interface, either things that you brought back from the U2, or you're putting the interface on mainstream things like Google and Wiki and podcasts. It's so much more natural to use our interface for that, and you're putting it on there. But then you've also, the mobile screen reader is so much better with things like the labeling functions that we've got and the increased accessibility. So even mainstream stuff, we can do things that we could never do, like video. I just did a webinar on video creation. That is something that we can use to connect with sighted people, but that has never really been accessible. But there are some really, really fantastic accessible ways to do it on BrailleSense 6. So what I'm saying is, I actually think you got it. I think you're there with this device. And I actually considered that recently, that you said this, because I do. I think we finally arrived. We finally got it done.
I think what Kihoon has created is the best of both worlds.
It is.
Because you're talking about those things coming from the older note takers, and then the Android end with all its modern day apps that the user can install as they want.
Yep. Or the mix of it, where you can connect, you know, a USB mixer and use our media player to record, you know, things like that, mm-hmm. where it's the modern hardware is meeting our interface. So, yeah, it is. It's finally there where it is natural and we're able to use that interface and, you know, be able to do things like Zoom and Teams and use, you know, cameras. They got that figured out. So, yes, Kihoon has a team. He does. But he is largely responsible for a lot of that interface. So I do want to tell you, I really think that you did it with the BrailleSense 6.
And it's brilliant. And thank you, I suppose, thank you for doing this for us today, but also thank you for all the work you do for people all over the world, Jenny. Like, there's so many people, isn't there, using this device. And I go back to this Irish Braille for a sec, but people in schools over here were so excited when they got that.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that he does that have much larger impacts than even he knows.
Yeah.
And one thing, I'm really happy, Stuart, that you wanted to do this, because I'm always telling him how awesome he is, but I want him to hear it from other people than me, because it's not just a Jenny thing. It's real.
And we're going to be putting this podcast out all over the place, telling everyone to listen to Kihoon. So thank you, Kihoon, so much. Thank you for all you continue to do for everybody who uses HIMS products, in particular, the BrailleSense Polaris and BrailleSense 6. And of course, thank you very much, Jenny.
And Kihoon, is there anything you would like to say to the users?
I will try to more easy interface, more powerful function. I will keep to the making the function. Yes.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay. You're thank good. You very much. Ki-hoon, and thank you everybody for listening to today's program. I don't know about you, that was absolutely amazing. It was so nice to be able to speak with Ki-hoon, and of course thank you to Jenny for facilitating and helping with that piece. Thoroughly nice guy, and unassuming, isn't he? He's just so kind of, yeah, I'm going to do this and I want to do better and better and I want to be like Steve Jobs, and there is nothing, I think, that's going to get that guy down, which really makes me very hopeful for lots of great innovations from Selvus in the future. That's just about it for this edition of our show. Thank you for listening. We're back soon. Until then, stay safe and well, look after yourselves and take care. Bye-bye.